Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we venture deeper into a story that has haunted the nation and baffled investigators, the Delphi murders. But what if I told you the real mystery isn't just about what happened that day on the trails, but what's been left undone in the years that followed? In this case, it's not just the clues we see, but the ones missing, mishandled, or ignored that now scream for our attention. This episode dives headfirst into a tangled web of contradictions, missing photos of critical evidence, untested objects left untouched at the scene, and investigative decisions delayed by years. We're not just retracing steps, we're uncovering missteps. Why weren't sticks with blood on them collected right away? How did a bullet casing appear without the right photos to prove it was handled properly? And what does it say when experts are brought in 7 years after the fact? With questions like these, it's not just about what the state has to prove, but what they might have lost along the way. Were these oversights innocent mistakes or signs of a rushed investigation looking for a conclusion? Let's find out. The case of Abigail Williams and Liberty German, two vibrant teens found brutally murdered in Delphi, Indiana, has confounded investigators and haunted the community since February 2017. With Richard Allen's arrest in 2022, it seemed like justice was finally within reach. Yet as the trial preparation unfolds, troubling details about the investigation have emerged, revealing a chaotic crime scene, unexplained delays, and critical evidence left in questionable hands. Allen, who was charged with the girls' murders, is accused of using a .40 caliber handgun, a key piece of evidence being a spent cartridge allegedly linked to a firearm he owned. However, this bullet found beneath leaves near the bodies is now under intense scrutiny. The problem? There's no photographic record of the bullet being lifted from the ground, a basic standard for crime scene documentation. Instead, testimony reveals only a handful of photographs that show the cartridge surrounded by leaves. Investigators admitted that the lack of photos showing the bullet being handled leaves an unsettling gap in the chain of custody. Then there are the sticks, found placed deliberately on the girls' bodies. They raise more questions than answers. CSI officers initially deemed them insignificant, opting not to collect them for further testing. They returned to the scene weeks later after it had been compromised to retrieve the sticks. The delay in collecting what could be critical evidence, especially with visible blood on some of the sticks, has left even forensic experts shaking their heads. One officer testified that he had never seen DNA recovered from a stick, as if to justify not testing them at all. But the defense pounced. How could he know if it wasn't tested? In a revealing cross-examination, defense attorneys highlighted just how limited the crime scene inspection was. Officers failed to search key areas, including nearby landmarks like the old CPS parking lot and 300 North, where someone could have parked unnoticed. They didn't walk the trails thoroughly or document the steep elevation changes, making it harder to reconstruct what might have happened that fateful day. Investigators conceded they didn't measure water levels in the creek, nor did they gather weather reports from the 13th and 14th of February, details that could have provided vital insights into how long the bodies had been at the scene. Further complicating matters, crime scene technicians recalled seeing objects like an energy drink can, a fresh Jimmy John's cup with a straw and cigarette butts scattered near the crime scene entrance. These items, which could have contained DNA or other trace evidence, were bagged but never tested. When asked why these potential clues were overlooked, the response was simple: "Not my job." This lapse in protocol may now become a critical point for the defense. In high-profile cases like this, seemingly minor details matter. Attorneys questioned why crime scene investigators didn't pursue other areas of inquiry. Why were search efforts limited to just one stretch of the trail? Why was no effort made to investigate the cigarette butts found near the bridge entrance, or to determine if the drinks had been consumed by the suspect? Richard Allen's defense team also zeroed in on the absence of insect-related data at the crime scene. Insect activity, such as fly larvae, can help narrow down the time of death in outdoor cases. Yet officers dismissed the idea, claiming it wasn't necessary. And the defense argued that overlooking this data could make it impossible to accurately determine when the girls were killed, opening the door to reasonable doubt. The weather conditions surrounding the murders have also come under scrutiny. One officer testified the temperatures reached 41 degrees on the day the bodies were found, only for another to later contradict him, estimating a high of 57 degrees. These discrepancies may seem trivial, but in a case hinging on precise timelines, they could be pivotal. Questions about the involvement of wildlife added further confusion. One detective dismissed the possibility of scavenging animals tampering with the bodies, but when pressed, he admitted that he couldn't rule it out entirely. With the crime scene located in a remote area near a creek, the presence of raccoons, birds, or other scavengers could have altered key evidence. But once again, those possibilities were left unexplored. Then, there's the mystery surrounding the forensic processing of the girls' clothing. One officer recalled that Libby's pants were damp, while another described them as flat-out wet. Without any concrete documentation, the defense questioned whether the inconsistencies were due to changing conditions or investigative oversight. If water had washed over the scene at some point, it could have destroyed crucial evidence, an element that remains unaddressed to this day. One of the most haunting revelations came during cross-examination: the fact that officers failed to perform core temperature readings on the bodies, a basic practice in determining the time of death. Investigators justified this oversight by saying they wanted to avoid disturbing potential evidence of sexual assault. The defense fired back, suggesting they could have used a non-invasive thermometer, such as one placed under an armpit. Their failure to even attempt this basic procedure is now a glaring hole in the timeline. As more details emerge, the picture painted is one of a crime scene investigation plagued by oversights. Officers testified that their goal was to maintain the scene's integrity, but their actions tell a different story. Testimony revealed that multiple officers, CSI technicians, and even a dive team trampled through the scene before evidence could be properly documented. One detective admitted that they never discussed foot traffic in their reports, leaving the possibility that crucial evidence was accidentally destroyed. As the trial moves forward, the question is no longer just whether Richard Allen is guilty, but whether the state's evidence is reliable enough to convict him. With missing photos, contaminated evidence, and contradictory testimonies, the defense will argue that the investigation was compromised from the start. This isn't just a case about a tragic crime. It's a cautionary tale about the dangers of investigative shortcuts. And as new revelations continue to surface, the prosecution faces an uphill battle to convince a jury that justice can still be served. As the courtroom drama surrounding the Delphi murders unfolds, a deeper look at the investigative flaws reveals recurring patterns seen in other high-stakes criminal cases. The situation mirrors several well-known missteps in forensic investigations, failures in securing crime scenes, inconsistencies in evidence handling, and delays in testing potentially critical material. Experts who follow such cases understand that law enforcement agencies can fall into the trap of confirmation bias, where investigators, consciously or unconsciously, focus only on evidence that fits their theory. This pattern of tunnel vision often leads to mistakes that can jeopardize the outcome of even the most solid cases. The defense's strategy in Allen's trial appears to lean heavily on these investigative oversights, raising doubt not only about the evidence collected, but also about the motivations and competence of those conducting the investigation. This approach follows a psychological playbook often seen in trials involving significant police errors. Casting suspicion on the investigation shifts the focus from the defendant to the investigators, making the trial as much about law enforcement's accountability as it is about the crime itself. There's also the unsettling question of why some crime scene procedures were ignored entirely. The reluctance to collect certain items or thoroughly investigate peripheral areas, like the CPS parking lot, raises the possibility that shortcuts were taken either due to overconfidence in their initial theories or pressure to produce quick results. These dynamics echo high-profile cases where errors often stemmed from time constraints, public pressure, or inadequate resources. A central element of the defense's argument is built on the importance of maintaining a proper chain of custody. Legal scholars note that cases can unravel when the integrity of evidence comes into question. Items such as the spent cartridge found at the scene with no photographic record of its removal fit into a classic narrative of broken chains of custody, a red flag in criminal proceedings. The defense will likely suggest that even if Allen is guilty, the evidence is too compromised to guarantee a fair trial. Another important dynamic at play is the psychological toll that prolonged investigations have on small communities like Delphi. The murder of two young girls in such a tight-knit town created a pressure cooker environment for law enforcement, with the public demanding answers and the media closely following every development. The pressure to deliver results could have contributed to investigative errors. Behavioral experts suggest that in high-profile cases, the human element, fear of failure, groupthink, and emotional fatigue can lead to poor decision-making. Finally, the unanswered questions about DNA testing highlight the broader issue of resource allocation in criminal investigations. DNA evidence is often prioritized in cases where investigators feel confident about the relevance of an item, which means critical clues are sometimes overlooked. The decision not to pursue DNA testing on the cigarette butts, cup, and energy drink can become more troubling in this light. Small mistakes that may have enormous consequences as the trial now teeters on a precipice. While the public may yearn for closure, the process must adhere to strict legal standards, even if that means justice remains elusive. The story of Abby and Libby's murders continues to pull us deeper into the shadows of uncertainty. The trial against Richard Allen isn't just about piecing together fragments of evidence. It's about confronting the uncomfortable truth of how the justice system can falter, whether from rushed procedures, ignored protocols, or the human flaws that creep into high-pressure investigations. There's a chilling reality here. If key pieces of evidence were mishandled or overlooked, we are left wondering not only about guilt, but also about accountability. Could these mistakes mean that a guilty person escapes justice? Or could we be watching the system zero in on someone simply because they fit the theory better than the facts allow? The absence of forensic precision, like the failure to document the bullet properly, the discarded cigarette butts, and the unexplored parking areas, casts a long shadow over the trial. But beneath these legal questions lies a deeper psychological struggle. In a small town like Delphi, people want resolution, not just to catch the killer, but to restore a sense of safety. Fear is a powerful force, and when fear mixes with desperation, mistakes happen. It's the kind of psychological pressure that might push investigators to cut corners, rush decisions, and ignore alternative possibilities. And now that pressure has shifted from law enforcement onto the jury, who will have to decide whether the story they're being told is the truth, or a version of it tailored to fit what we all hope is true. What makes this case especially haunting is the eerie lack of solid resolution, even as we approach the courtroom's final act. The girls' deaths were brutal, and they deserve more than speculation. They deserve accountability. Yet, we are left with uncollected evidence, missing documentation, and the unsettling possibility that despite the state's efforts, crucial mistakes may prevent justice from ever being fully realized. So now, the question falls to all of us. How do we balance the need for justice with the imperfection of those entrusted to deliver it? How do we ensure that the urgency to resolve a crime doesn't compromise the integrity of the truth? I'm Tony Bruschi. If you want to stay up to date on this case and others we cover, be sure to subscribe. Because sometimes it's not just the crimes that stay hidden, it's the truth itself.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.